Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of June, recording at 8:58 p.m. That's British Summer Time, and a scorcher it remains. Now, first the highlights here today. In stock markets, quieter action. Well, we've had that for a while, haven't we? The Asian stock markets were mixed, China coming off its high a little bit. European stock markets were weaker, and they closed with gains of up to 1.5%, it looks like. And Wall Street is just about closed. It's down as well, although it's pegged back the losses a little bit. The Dow looks like it's going to finish down about 1%. A little less on the S&P, and about half a percentage point down on the NASDAQ composite. The dollar is a little steadier here today, having started off weaker, but it firmed as the European and U.S. stock market declined. Probably the biggest action in here today is that some of these precious metals have been quite soft. Silver has extended its decline. It's currently at 1358.5, has been lower, but that's down 39 cents. And gold also has been clipped, currently 928. But it was at 9:45 earlier on, so these moves look bigger coming off the highs, because precious metals had rallied in the morning and sold off in the afternoon and are closing a fairly weak. That includes platinum down nearly $11, although that's 10 off the 10 off the actual low. We had similar action in industrial metals, with copper reversing what had been quite a good gain. It's had a 10-point swing in here today. And the other industrial metals, well, so we had a similar action with nickel and most of the other, and all of the other industrial metals. Among the soft commodities, we had general selling pressure. Corn, I see, was limit down. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I think it's quite clear that these stock markets are still ranging. Just about the only important one that wasn't in a ranging phase was China. Although, as I've said in the last few days, that China does look overextended to me now, particularly if you have a look at that China Banks Index, which I posted. I think I posted it yesterday. So stock market rallies, and they've been very, very impressive. I don't think anyone has not been impressed by the strength of the stock market rallies off the lows, although they vary considerably, with the fortunately, Fuller Money themes leading the way on the upside, with resources and Asian emerging markets, Latin American resources markets showing India showing considerably greater gains than we've seen with the OECD country stock markets. And that's hardly surprising given the fundamental differences that exist. But my concern right now is that any trend, even a bull market trend, as I suspect this is, although that's not proven for some of the laggards, as I've mentioned before, and we'll touch on again here today, but any strong trend is subject to pullback and at least a reaction and consolidation of gains. That's normal. And the better the move is on the upside, the more likely that reaction is, the more likely that reaction will turn into an actual correction. And I've often talked about mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving average for the markets that have done best in this environment. Now, a number of these OECD stock markets have stalled near their still declining 200-day moving averages. They've also stalled near the rally highs that we had seen in October and November. And therefore, they are susceptible to not only corrections, but further base formation extensions. In other words, they haven't really made it out of their developing, or what I feel are developing, base formations. Now, to confirm that these are developing base formations and that we are in the early stages of bull markets, I would prefer to see retracements that held above the 50% level in terms of what we've seen since the March lows. There's nothing magic about the 50% level, but it doesn't take too much imagination to appreciate that sentiment would be deteriorating below that. And I've said that that confirmation that we do require, what we've already seen with leaders such as China, is that we would need to see a pullback and see that find support well above the lows, and then start to move back up again, recover further. So giving us a higher low and a higher high. And we would also need to see breaks above the 200-day moving averages, which then turn upwards. Well, that's been happening, as I say, with the leaders, but definitely not in the laggards. So we really do have a two-tier stock market structure. And you can really say that that's divided between largely fuller money themes and then the OECD stock markets, which are very much in the lagging column. Now, I feel that in the short to medium term, though, that the risks are high, that we do see a further reaction. I have also said that to confirm that, that we would need to see last week's lows taken out. That is where we had lows last week, and that's just about everything except for China. And if that's too, but where now? So let's say that happens. If we see, and I think there's at least a 50-50 chance that that will happen. So if those lows are taken out, now that would certainly signal that we were getting a deeper reaction. And that would open the door to a possible correction and the base formation extension that I've been talking about. Now, if all this is too pessimistic and weight of money or whatever lifts stock markets further and they break out to the upside, and interestingly, I'm not aware of any that have actually done that to date, but I haven't, truth to tell, I haven't looked through all the global stock market indices, none other than China, that is, and certainly I don't think there are any important ones that have done that. But if they were to break out of the upside of these trading ranges, and they're not all that far away from the highs within these trading ranges, that would open the door for quite probably another a short-term run, but I don't think it would remove the correction risk. I think it would actually increase it, in the sense that the more overextended that stock markets get, the more prone they will actually be to a sharper pullback and correction. Now, I'm sure you've seen that happen on many occasions. Well, some new subscribers may not, but if you just look at the last bull market cycle, you'll see that happen on the charts, of course. You'll see that happen on several occasions. You'll see at least two or three fairly significant corrections within the overall upward trends. These are mean reversions to the 200-day moving averages. It's best to look at weekly charts to see this. Now, we have a very different economic environment, needless to say, today than we had back in the 2003 to into 2000 or through 2006 period. A very, very different economic environment. But what was in common was that we had come off a pretty sharp bear market and a subsequent base building phase. Monetary policy was extremely accommodative, and the difference those are the similarities. The differences were that back then the global economy quickly became synchronized in a period of economic expansion, whereas today we have some improvement in China, we have some improvement in India, and it's pretty sparse thereafter. And as far as the OECD economies are concerned, it was certainly premature to talk about a recovery. It's just the bad news is less extreme than it was previously. So my point, though, not to digress too much from this technical theme, my feeling is that we have a better than 50-50 chance that we will see a further reaction and consolidation, quite possibly extending into a correction over the next few months, and that would also, the latter correction would include a base formation extension for these OECD stock markets. Now, if that were to take place, I don't doubt that it would firm up long-dated government bonds, which, interestingly, despite the weakness in stock markets, have broken their run of sort of consecutive day gains, or mostly consecutive day gains, but they show some small declines in here today, nothing significant. I would add that if we, or when we next see a fearful environment, in other words, when investor sentiment next deteriorates, that will almost certainly be another a buying opportunity. And we've seen the effectiveness of quantitative easing, at least in terms of improving sentiment and getting markets going. And I don't doubt for a moment that if global stock markets appear to be on the slide once again, that central banks would, with the blessings of their respective governments, would move very quickly to increase stimulative packages, and they are not limited in terms of, you know, if you control the monetary printing presses, then and the modern version of that is, of course, the quantitative easing. There is no limit to what you can do, and if they're fearing deflationary pressures, and concern over that would certainly rise if stock markets were weakening once again, then I don't have any doubts that central banks, as they would, pull those monetary levers once again and announce further stimulative measures, Angela Merkel notwithstanding. Now, what else to mention? Currencies here. It looked to me at one stage today as if the dollar was beginning to break some minor support levels, but it steadied up, so we're still in this overall ranging environment. I don't think the dollar has too much upside, but it is noticeable that when stock markets do weaken, that the dollar tends to steady a bit. That's the connection that exists now. I don't think that will exist in perpetuity, and I do think the dollar has more downside in that it will go back and test those lows that we saw last year, I think back in June and July. I would not be at all surprised to see that. But right now, we still have a ranging environment, but I'm slightly biased to the short side here in terms of my own trading positions. I do think precious metals are in an accumulation zone, as I've said before, but I have to say that as of today, where I thought we might have been seeing the lows of that accumulation zone, that is not the case today. And it looks like we've Still got some softness in here, but these markets are well off their recent highs. And but this is not a time of seasonal bullishness. But I think that anybody who is interested in the sector and is nibbling on an unleveraged basis will feel, I suspect they'll feel pretty good about it come the fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year. For those of us who are dealing on a leveraged trading basis, the environment is still a bit tricky. And I think that's crude oil. Well, it's performed like the other industrial commodities here today. Strong early on in the day, just nudged a new high, I believe. I'm just looking for that price. And where is it? Okay, here we go. Got up to 73.38, currently back to just above 70. Now, I need to mention that tomorrow I have to be away most of the day. Unfortunate, but it needs to be. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the office really quite early, and I will complete my copy. I'm afraid it'll be mostly reports, but I'll complete my copy and an audio, and those will be posted by about noon British summertime. Back to more normal service on Thursday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.